Cancours, Écricom, 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 3. The Peace Process. The US President should have been a laureate in 1978 when he negotiated the Camp David Accords with Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin. But the Egyptian and Israeli leaders shared that year's award, while Jimmy Carter was left out for most down-to-earth of reasons, says Geir Lundstad, secretary of the Norwegian Nobel Committee. Nobody nominated him in time. This isn't the first year Carter's nomination arrived promptly. But in selecting him now, the Nobel panel made an unambiguous statement. As the 43rd US president moves gradually towards war, the committee pointedly embraced the 39th president, whose post-White House career has been all about conflict resolution and prevention. The official citation made only a vague reference to George W. Bush. In a situation currently marked by threats of the use of power, Carter has stood by the principles of mediation and cooperation. But in case anybody missed the point, Chairman Gunnar Berger elaborated, this must be read as a criticism of the present US administration. Berger's sharp words, first at the Nobel press conference, then in an interview with Time at the Nobel Institution's 19th century mansion in Oslo, provoked rare public criticism from his startled colleagues, who, in keeping with the committee's low-profile style, did not attend the announcement. Inga Marie Jutterhorn said that Berger's interpretation didn't reflect the whole panel's opinion, while Hannah Kvanmo denied that the subject was discussed. Maybe the problem was less what Berger said than that he spoke out at all, breaking with the custom of letting the citation do the work. During a talk with Time, the deputy chairman, Gunnar Stalseth, said the painstakingly chosen words, "It contains clues to our motivation and philosophy, and one should read every nuance of our statement very carefully." Whatever the members did or didn't talk about in secret, the world is not meant to know. The members aren't supposed to discuss internal disputes, nor do they talk about the runners-up. So there is no telling how close any of the 155 other nominees came to denying Carter the prize yet again. This year's eligible nominees, a record 39 groups and 117 individuals, put forward by eligible electors, such as past laureates and members of national legislatures, included the Red Cross, Rudolf Giuliani, and yes, President Bush. Shortly after the February 1st deadline for submissions, the members met to sift through the nominations. By the end of this first session, only about 24 candidates were still in play, and at the final meeting, the panel took just an hour and a half to reach a consensus. Carter's chances, already strong because of his work both during and after his presidency, were boosted by Bush's rhetoric on Iraq. Fin du texte numéro 3.